today on Real Radio.
This war, this conflict between the flesh and the spirit, listen, be encouraged. It's proof positive you belong to the King. It's proof positive you're going to heaven. There's a war inside. When the Holy Spirit moved in, he started rearranging furniture and cleaning house. The pots are clattering, things are going on, vacuum is sucking up all kinds of things of the past. He's opening doors, he's knocking carpets with sticks. The Holy Spirit's working in your life.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called The Key to Spiritual Victory, Part 1, continues in a series entitled Galatians, Breaking Free from the Bonds of Religion. We'll be covering Galatians chapter 5 today, verses 16 through 18. We cannot be saved from our sins just by being good or by obeying the law. We can only be saved by believing in Jesus Christ and only in Him. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, the Apostle Paul tells us that the law cannot produce holiness within us. It can only show us the holy standard of God and our inability to keep that standard. That's why Paul says to walk in the Spirit and not to indulge in our lustful desires. Our flesh and the Spirit are contrary to one another. So God gave us the Holy Spirit to both establish and sustain us in God's holiness. Today, on day 3 of this lesson, Pastor Jack tells us that the first key to spiritual victory was to hear, do, and experience what the Holy Spirit is saying. The second point is the Christian's proof of purchase, and that is the conflict and contrast between the flesh and the Spirit. And now continuing his lesson called The Key to Spiritual Victory, Part 1. Here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Remember, those of you who have firstborn, your firstborn little one right now, you think they fall, they break, don't you? You think they break. Those things are so tough. They bounce right back. The second one comes along, they fall and crash. Ah, oh, you're all right, get up. It's the funniest thing. But the first one falls down. Are you okay? And the kid's fine, but then it starts crying because we're freaking out. Are you all right? And the kid goes, yes, I'm fine. You freak them out. So you got this little one, and you're growing him up in your house, and he goes to reach for something, and you go, no, don't touch that. So he recoils. So then he goes over here. Nope, can't touch that either. So it's, no, Jack. No, Jack, no, no. And the kid's like in a box. He can't touch anything. He's stuck. Listen, the law is like that. No, no, no. And you are panicked and paralyzed. The Spirit of God says, walk. No longer fixed on the law, because when God deals with us, he says, no, thou shalt not commit adultery. But then he gives you your spouse. Thou shalt not covet. Then the Lord God blesses your life. And what you were coveting, he replaces with something far better. He's so good that what was a big no-no, he turns around and says, these no-nos are holy, and you obey them. I can't, God. That's right, you can't. My son died on the cross to pay your sin's debt, paid in full. Now, let's work on the sanctification part. Walk in the Spirit. And when you walk in the Spirit, he begins to lavish upon your life the yes, the thou shalt's, the okays. And my friend, if you focus on what God wants to do in your life rather than your flesh and that battle, you will have so much to be busy about your father's business, you'll have no time to focus on the thou shalt nots. Do you know this? It's liberty. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, God, what do you want to do? What do we get to do today? You don't wake up and say, oh God, keep me from doing all those things that are bad. And it's like the cheesecake thing. You're looking at it. I can't have it. I can't have it. And you'll just stare at it. What's the matter? I can't have that. And you're just looking at it. Get up and go. Live. and the Spirit of God will live his life through you. It's called salvation. It's being possessed by God. As I said before, it's the true definition of Noah Webster's word, enthusiasm. Being possessed by God, which results in activity. Enthusiasm. It's an amazing thing to experience the Lord that way. And he's wanting that right now in our lives. Second point, and we'll be done. Second point, it's this. Point number two. Point number one was the Christian's marching orders. Point number two is the Christian's proof of purchase. You know, the Bible says that we've been purchased with a great price, you know, with the blood of Jesus Christ. Listen to this. The flesh, he says, verse 17, lusts against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh. And he says they're contrary one to another. So the first thing we see under this point is this, that there's a conflict between the flesh and the Spirit. Everybody get that and jot that one down. There's a conflict between the flesh and the Spirit. Have you noticed? Anybody in here a Christian? Raise your hand. Anyone? Uh-huh. Did you notice the day you accepted Jesus that you still had a problem with you? In fact, the problem with me became bigger after I came to Christ. I thought I was doing okay. And then I stumbled into a church, heard the gospel preached, I got saved. But then I thought, if I give my life to Jesus and his holiness comes inside me and he saves me and all that stuff and now I'm ready for heaven, doesn't it make sense that if I could die today and go to heaven, I'm not going to sin anymore? I was so shocked to find out that by the time I got out of the prayer room, I thought, boy, that girl that got saved next to me sure is cute. And I'm thinking, what is this? I'm a child of God and I'm already blowing it. Father, forgive me. Or Chuck Smith, forgive me for I have sinned. I didn't know what to do. Then next Sunday comes around and I feel like I needed to go forward again. I got to get saved. I thought you did that last week. Oh, that was last week. You should see what's up in my head. I got to go forward. No, you don't have to go forward again. You have now become aware of a conflict between the flesh and the Spirit. Christian, do you know what I mean? It's a war out there. It's a war in there. Have you noticed? Dr. Harry Ironside, I told you this story before, but it's great. Dr. Harry Ironside was taking a train from Chicago to Glendale, California, and he stopped in South Dakota. And he decided to have a church service out there in the middle of nowhere. And if you've been to South Dakota, there's nothing there. I've been there a lot. There's nothing there. He's having a church service, and an Indian man had come to Christ years beforehand, and he was so sure of his salvation that Dr. Harry Ironside said, how can you be so sure of your salvation? I'm surprised. You're so rooted and grounded in Christ. And he said, well, he goes, I know my life changed radically because when I gave my life to Jesus Christ, a war began on the inside. And he said, a war? And he said, that's right, a war. He said, when I gave my heart to Christ, I realized that there was a black dog and a white dog that went to war with one another inside my life. The day I gave my heart to Jesus, a war broke out. And Dr. Ironside said, really? So they fight? And he said, yes. And Dr. Ironside says, I'm curious, which dog wins? And he says, whichever dog I feed the most. Isn't that the truth? Whoever sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. What are you going to do at the church? Oh, you'll never know, Pastor. We're going to draw our curtains and we're going to... Well, unless you're married to that person, you're going to be making a big boo-boo. Unless your conscience is clear, you could be stepping into some very serious sin. See, be not deceived. Don't fool yourself. Whatsoever a man sows into the ground, that shall he also reap. You know how you get pumpkins? You plant pumpkin seeds. And there's a lot of reaping going on. And people are going, how did this happen? Because you've been sowing some seeds. And they sprout and they come around. Be careful. There's a war between the flesh and the Spirit. We know this to be true. My Christian friend, I want to encourage you, this proof of purchase, this war, this conflict between the flesh and the Spirit, listen, be encouraged. It's proof positive you belong to the King. is proof positive you're going to heaven. There's a war inside. When the Holy Spirit moved in, he started rearranging furniture and cleaning house. The pots are clattering, things are going on, vacuum is sucking up all kinds of things of the past. He's opening doors, he's knocking carpets with sticks. The Holy Spirit's working in your life. And you're going, yeah, okay, this is great, and I'm growing in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus. But it's a difficult thing. You say, Pastor, can you back down on that? I brought my friend here for the first time. I want you to encourage him into the kingdom. No, 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 no. If I can talk you into the kingdom, somebody can talk you out of the kingdom. Let me be the first to tell you that Christianity is real. There's a real hell and there's a real heaven. Jesus says there's a real devil and there's a real war. If you want, and I think you're smarter than the average bear. If you want reality, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and watch what happens. You know, people will do the stupidest things to the grossest extremes for some kind of a thought, for meaning, to find purpose. For 3 days, on September, well, it was late September by that time, 2001, after the attack of New York. The FBI posted for 3 days the daily devotion that was written out and given to each of the 20 hijackers of September 11th. They translated it from Arabic into English and they posted it on the FBI website for 3 days, and then it was mysteriously and quickly taken off. One of you law enforcement officers got a copy of it and printed it out and gave it to me, and I read it. It was extremely detailed. It was the devotion of Muhammad Atta and all of his 19 brothers, including Zechariah Massawi, who didn't make it, on how to prepare themselves to meet Allah, the moon god of ancient Babylonian times. And if they did this and that and that and this, then if they were faithful to perform all these steps, they would be received by Allah in response to their faithfulness. If they did not waver at flying those airplanes into those buildings, if they did not waver, they would receive the rewards and the glories that were promised to not only them, but to all those who will give themselves to slay the infidels, which is any non-Muslim. And here's what it was. Paradise with 70, is it 70 or 72? 72 virgins. One man, if he suicided himself into a building with this airplane, would receive paradise, and that paradise would be himself with 72 virgins in a sexual escapade that would last for eternity. Think I'm joking? Read it for yourself. Find out on your own. Can you doubt their zeal? Oh, they had zeal. Puts ours to shame. Passion? Commandeer a ship like that and to destroy themselves? Listen, when you're in a works-based relationship, you'll do anything to earn favor. Ask the broken-hearted children of parents who set standards so high their kids could never reach them. And the kids now, their hearts break because they never felt accepted. They were never good enough. And if you just perfect yourself by killing yourself, listen, you'll inherit 72 virgins and you can have sex forever and go crazy. It's a man's eternity. That's a lie. Jesus turns around and says, do you know what I want from you? Reporting for duty, Jesus. What is it? I'll do anything for you. I want you to live for me. And in living, I want you to love. Love even your enemies. Do good to those who curse you and hate you and spitefully use you. What a difference. Legalism will kill. And Paul says here in verse 17 that these are contrary to one another so that you do not do the things that you wish. It means there's a struggle going on. There's a struggle, but that struggle leads to victory. You struggle with the spirit and the flesh? I do. I'll raise my hand for you. Every morning I do this. Every morning. It's my religious act. I wake up. I start to come to my senses. I don't know which one comes first. Sometimes I wonder, but I say this, Lord, fill me with your spirit today. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Lord, you know me. I can get into too much trouble on my own. Please take my thoughts. You think through me. God, live through me. You be my power before my feet touch this carpet, God. Sanctify my life to you. Cause me to walk in the spirit that I don't fulfill the lust of my flesh. And here's what happens. You know what I'm talking about, anybody? Somebody there. Okay, thank you. My feet hit the ground. I'll go into the bathroom. I'll come out. I'll go down the hallway. And there it begins. What? The conflict. The war between the flesh and the spirit. There's my Bible sitting right there at the table. And there's the remote. I can open up and turn into the wonderful eternal book of God, or I can turn on, what is that station? Communist News Network. What is it called? CNN. CNN, Matthew's Gospel. Do you know what I'm talking about? Instantly confronted. I just woke up and I pledged my life to God. My friend, the battle is proof of purchase. I walked into the hallway. There's the remote. There's my Bible. Remote. Bible. And I start to talk to God. God, there's something that could be going on in the world. I should know about it in case people start calling from the church. I should know before it. I should know. And I've got this argument with God. The Bible. Look, Lord, your Bible's going to be there even after the news broadcast. Just let me turn this on first. Let me turn it on. Just... It's a struggle for me. I'm telling you, you know I'm a news addict. And we're whacked out. I'm listening to the news and I'm reading that little ticker tape underneath. And the jaw begins to go. And then I go, okay, Lord. And this is how it is in our lives. The battle. The Lord says, Bible. I got you. Yes, Lord. As I'm exiting out of the news, Lord, I'm just going to swing by the History Channel because, God, you know that there could be a great documentary that might really apply to Sunday's teaching. Don't ever underestimate man's ability to justify his own sin. And the war begins. Every day of every moment. And whatever and whomever we yield to leads our life. My friend, today, stop trying to do Christianity and earn favor with God. Give up. Yield to him, because finally, and we're all done, verse 18, it's over. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The conflict leads to victory. My friend, cheer up. The very war that you and I are in, guess what? That war leads us to the victory itself. Without the war, there is no victory. Well, Pastor, I'm struggling so much. Cheer up. There's going to be victory. This word here, led by the Spirit, it's in the Greek continuous. He is always leading us. Well, I'm just going to wait here. Just going to wait. How many years? Been waiting 12 years. Walk in the Spirit. He'll lead you. Don't make it a big deal. Don't think so much. Read His Word and let the Spirit of God live through you. Amen? Amen. Father, we thank you for your truth, for your Word, for by it, it sets us free. No wonder Jesus taught us that if the Son makes you free, you're free indeed. And Lord, this morning we pray that by the going forth of this message, everyone who hears this would know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but through him. That Jesus said, if a man dies believing in him, yet shall he live. That death can be just simply a door that leads us into the presence of God. So this morning, my friend, as the hour is late, maybe later than we all think, may you decide on Jesus Christ. May you take the key. Don't be like that young man years ago who stood on the pier and wanted to argue about, would anybody even offer a key? Don't fight about it. Take it. Take the key. His name is Jesus. He's God come to earth in human flesh. He died on the cross for you and me. And he rose again from the dead so that you and I would never have to taste death, hell, and suffering, and eternal separation from God, but life everlasting. I challenge you this morning to make that decision. Yes. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a lesson called The Key to Spiritual Victory, Part 1. Thanks for listening, and our hope is that you have true victory in Christ through the Holy Spirit and in His Word. The Key to Spiritual Victory, Part 1. It's part of Pastor Jack's series called Galatians, Breaking Free from the Bonds of Religion. It's a series that brings God's gospel of grace to light in a world that preaches a false gospel of works. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. Today was day 3 of this lesson, and don't forget that you can pick up any of these days you might have missed at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Hey, Pastor Jack, I know you've always got your finger on the pulse of things to read and things to watch and whatnot. Is there anything special you'd like to throw out to our listeners today, just for grins?
Yeah, you know what? Recently, we've been talking about the church and all and various topics. I want to encourage all of you to just take advantage of a resource that is out there. It's a lot of fun. I share it with a lot of young people, but it's just a blast, everyone. Take the time to write this down. If not, you can visit our website and get the details more if you miss it. But I'd like you to go start checking out on a regular basis a website called gotquestions.org.
I'm putting it in my notes right now.
Absolutely. Gotquestions.org. It is a wonderful, quick reference, safe. It is, when I say safe, I mean it is conservative, biblical, Christ-honoring, God-exalting, high view of Scripture website where you can read on any topic. You can type, you can put in homosexuality, baptism, church, evolution, environment, death, heaven, hell, angels, demons. You can put it in there and you're going to be given about a 3 to 4 minute Bible study on that topic. It's a whole lot of fun. It's great to use as a conversational piece with believers and non-believers alike. Gotquestions.org. I highly recommend it. Go there and make it your own.
Gotquestions.org. Hey, by the way, if you have a question about something you heard on the program, we'd love to talk to you about it. Just go to reallifewithjackhibbs.org and click the Contact tab. We would love to connect you with someone who can help you out. That's the Connect tab at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Hey, here's our phone number if you should need it. It's 877-RR-RADIO. That's a toll-free phone call. 877-777-2346. Also, here's the address. Jot this one down. P.O. Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.